Test. World War Podcast.
Welcome back to World War Podcast.
Okay. Looks good, man. Podcast number 49, baby.
We just spent like 10 minutes trying to figure out what was wrong with the microphone, and it turns out Jack had the wrong microphone on.
No, I didn't. I think I opened the software when that wasn't plugged in, and so
it was plugged in. I plugged it
no,
in before
I
the computer
mean,
was even on.
No, I mean accidentally earlier this week, and so it defaulted. But can we talk about how good? Because that came from my webcam audio, and my webcam is down behind the desk. So it was actually pretty crisp sounding for being...
No, it definitely sounded like a webcam microphone.
No, I think it sounded great. I think we should start using that.
Okay, sure.
All right. But today, we're going to be covering the...
We're going to be coming?
Oh my god, that too, but not on camera.
Oh, okay.
Or just audio.
Well, this isn't on camera anyway.
No, but the coming part of it, John... Audio only. Audio exclusive. See, this is what you guys sign up for when you come over to the Weird Word Podcast on Spotify.
What about... We need to start an OnlyFans.
Ooh, would you guys like to see that? There's two of us.
It would just be us with Ringo.
Ooh, my many Ringo collectibles. You know what I'm going to start collecting?
What?
Ringo. But I'm going to put it all in one room.
I have a perfect idea, Jack, for our OnlyFans.
We'll be on the Guinness Book of World
Records. We can recreate movie sex scenes.
Oh my gosh. Which one do we do first? Elton John.
Yeah.
But we're covering the greatest Spider-Man movie of all time today, Spider-Man 3. Undoubtedly not a problem in the world with that movie. And a variety of movie news. Not much of it is DC. Just pointing that out. But a lot of it is Marvel. And there's a few Star Wars things.
Literally everything.
They moved everything. Movie pushes, baby. Doctor Strange 2, May 6th. Thor 4, July 8th. Black Panther 2, November 11th. Marvel's February 17th, 2023. And Ant-Man, July 28th. Is this because of the Batman?
Yeah.
They also pushed Indiana Jones. But I think it's just because, like, Harrison Ford's bad.
Dying?
Yeah. Essentially. He, like, rode a motorcycle and almost died. And then he's, like... ran and almost died and
drove a plane and almost died.
Imagine thinking you could be a pilot. Stupid person. Anywho, yeah, but that's pretty significant. You know why, John?
Why?
Because that means movie-wise, it's going to be a five-month gap in between Marvel movies, which hasn't happened
since 2008.
Yep, exactly. 2020 consistent stream of content.
Mm-hmm.
All day, every day. WandaVision was 2021. That's so weird.
I could even see that being like 2019.
Like, it feels so long ago. Oh, wait. Yeah. Yeah, this year's passed quite quickly.
It's because of the podcast.
Oh, John. Remember when we were bad? Now we're the greatest podcasters of all time.
Remember when we were young?
The youth.
Just a little infant podcast.
It's why I like to sneak into elementary schools and look at children.
Same.
Yeah. It's a very nostalgic practice. But
I see you've now put all the Spider-Men in the front.
Of course.
If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, Jack has this Lego has a bunch of Legos, and he puts all his minifigures in like one black thing, and he put all the Spider-Men in the front now.
That's right, baby. And you know who got pushed to the back?
Who?
Whoever was in the front before.
Who was in the front before?
It's like the miscellaneous Simpsons. Scooby-Doo, which was an unfortunate pushing. But it is what it is, man. I could bring them up, though. There's room.
At least the Scooby-Doo characters.
Yeah, but I don't have Velma.
But for sure, Shaggy and...
They're sexist.
Scooby. Why?
Because Velma and Daphne are like $80. Like, I don't have them because I can't get them.
That's a good point.
But they released Fred, fucking Fred, in like almost all of them, bro. All I have is a Mystery Machine, but it's my proudest collection. But I don't have it up.
That's disappointing.
Listen, man, it came with a tree.
Good.
Next piece of news. Eternals is huge for world building. Which brings on a bigger topic. Will Eternals be good? I've heard good things, but I've also heard, like, bad things. But not, like, bad things, just, like, mediocre things. It's alright. But I don't like it already because it's directed by the director of Nomadland, which is a bad movie that won an Oscar.
I think you're just sexist.
Am I right, John?
I haven't watched it.
Oh.
I was going to watch it, and then Jack told me not to.
Because it's bad. That's what I'm saying, man. Nomadland is bad. You know what should have won?
What?
Minari, I guess.
The father?
Oof, no. Anthony Hopkins is like, oh,
Anthony Hopkins just being delusional for 2 hours.
That was real life. And it was only an hour and a half, but it was a long hour and a half. Never want to watch it again. But you know what I do want to watch again?
What?
Minari. It's just a one. Or Trial of Chicago 7, which we talked about.
No, we didn't.
Next piece of news, baby. There is rumors, big rumors. Fantastic Four and a Nova movie are coming into production. Whoa, 2023.
Nova?
Nova. Which was obviously the more shocking one, I'd say.
Oh, they decimated his entire planet.
Yeah, they really did. They did him so dirty. Like, it's a good origin story, but, like, they let it off. You know, they had, like, a happy ending at the end of the first Guardians, and then they're just like...
And then they're just killed off-screen.
We destroyed every... We killed John C. Reilly. Yeah. Like,
John C. Reilly, he had a family.
But they were, like, aliens.
It was kind of weird.
Well, John C. Reilly's into that stuff, you know?
I think they should make a storyline where it's just John C. Reilly who survived.
He's Nova.
Yeah.
I think he'd be a great Nova. But he dies in his first movie, just, like, halfway through.
And then he gives the mantle to a teenage kid.
No, then the rest of the movie is just Guardians.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Again.
Volume 10.
But then, no, then it reveals that it turns out it was a prequel. And then we see the beginning of the Guardians of the Galaxy, and we just watch the movie again.
Now that James Gunn's done, do you think we're going to do more Guardians movies?
Yeah, probably.
Or do you think they're just going to shoehorn the Guardians into other projects?
That's an interesting question. I feel like do more Guardians movies. But I wouldn't be surprised if they got a different name. Like, I wouldn't think they'd call them Guardians Volume 4 if it's, like, a new team, a new creative team as well. But,
yeah. I wonder how many are going to stay after this next one.
Who's going to die, John?
Vin Diesel.
Oh, my God. In real life. But James Gunn's going to be like, I didn't mean to shoot him.
But he's died, like, 10 times. Oh, are we going to talk about the...
Nothing happened. Alex Baldwin isn't real. Oh. It's a skinwalker, John. That's what I heard.
My bad.
A skinwalker turned into Alex Baldwin.
My bad.
Whatever, man. Alex Baldwin... I don't know. Was it an assassination?
No, like, that really, really sucks.
Yeah, that's pretty shocking.
Not even just that. Like, think about how much guilt he's going to live with the rest of his life for being handed a prop gun that has bullets in it.
What if it was an assassination, though?
Yeah. Every time I see, like I see people going, like, the guilt, or, like, the guilt he must be feeling, or I see people saying he was set up.
My first thought is Alex Baldwin doesn't really care.
I mean, I would imagine...
I think I've heard he's kind of an asshole, though.
Yeah, but killing somebody?
Yeah, but he's a famous asshole, so...
Like, killing somebody?
It doubles, and it cancels out, you know, like...
Oh, so you think he's killed someone already?
New math. Yeah, they all have. They do sacrificial rituals in the woods, naked. Hug each other and stuff.
No, on an island, actually.
No, that was the past. We're in the present.
Oh, okay.
In the present, they, you know, they burn an owl, and...
Didn't, what's his name... break into that island?
Vin Diesel. Yeah. They wouldn't let him on. He was like, please let me on.
Something.
Saffron. Don't look that name up. Baldwin.
The guy who goes shirtless all the time. Going shirtless on Joe Rogan's podcast and is like, I might be retarded. Oh, yeah. Didn't he break into their island?
Yeah. Oh my. Yeah, I think he did. Yeah, that really.
Imagine that guy breaking into your island.
What is that guy's name? Like, Alex.
Alex Jones or something like that?
Yeah, I think that. Yeah, Alex Jones. Yeah, that's him. Why does he look like that? Oh, yeah, every picture is him just screaming. Why does he look so angry? Damn, this guy's really knows what's up. Wow, big man.
Ooh.
Anyway, Nova, 2023. Insomniac is making a Doctor Strange game, maybe.
That'd be kind of fun.
That would be. I don't know if it's true, but it would be cool. Hmm. What other games would you like to see? Batman. I think he could make a good game. Like, I don't know. I know it's never been done before.
It's a good point.
I think if they said it, like, in the Asylum, maybe, like, the sequel expanded a bit.
They could easily make a... I wouldn't want to really play it, but they could easily make a Superman game.
Yeah, I wouldn't want a Superman
game.
Daredevil.
Daredevil, yeah. Are we just talking superheroes right now?
Yeah, we're talking about superheroes right now. Why? What game do you want
to see? I was thinking, like, Harry Potter games, stuff like that as well.
We're seeing that, though.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oof. Isn't that just Sea of Thieves? But, like, I guess if they made, like, a single player.
Yeah, oh, well, they could do it single and multiplayer.
Definitely. I just want to see Jack Sparrow, Johnny Depp come back. I don't know.
A Ghostbusters game, I think, would actually be kind of cool.
Yeah. Ooh, a Ghost Rider game. Motorcycle. You can customize your motorcycle. Purple Flames?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
An Avatar game.
Oh, I knew you were going to say it, John. Bad pitch. Give me your pitch.
Oh, I already have a whole pitch for this, actually.
Yeah, I know. You've given it before.
Yeah. So, it's like, it's obviously since there's four different elements, right?
So, first you pick your gender. Now, this can decide the entire fate.
Have you seen the South Park game? No. How you choose your difficulty?
Oh, yeah. Race.
It's so funny. So you can pick between the four nations, and each nation has a different storyline, so you can play between fire, water, earth,
air. Now, let me ask you, John, can you code this game?
Yeah.
Is it possible to code this game, John?
Yes.
Can you code a game with four different games inside of it?
Yes.
Would it be bigger than Modern Warfare? Impossible.
Dude, people think that those games literally take up space on purpose so that you can't play other games.
No, it literally takes up, like, a base. Like,
where the fuck are these 50 gigabyte updates coming
from? No, yeah, that game literally takes up an entire console.
I know. You remember the days you used to be able to have, like, 20 million games on your console? Now you can only have, like, 3.
Literally. I remember you had to, like, every time you wanted to play Fortnite or Warfare, you had to delete one and download the other.
I know, it's so bad. We'd have to,
like,
bad. Let
you know that in the morning, like, we're going to play tonight. Yeah, that's so bad. So then you have to buy. Maybe it's all a scheme from the telemarketers, John, from India. I meant the drives, but I just said telemarketers. But they just want you to buy stuff, you know? It's the fucking elite, John. Mm-hmm. Take them down. We need Alex Ross. Wait, that's.
They should make a Beatles game.
Oh my god.
The Beatles Save the Universe?
Nah, it's called The Beatles Save John Lennon. And your goal
it's
is just
no, but it's old Ringo and old Paul go back in time.
It's like Groundhog Day, and you have to like find different points in time until you save John Lennon. So like you play a mission where Paul gets mad at John, and then it turns out that because Paul got mad at John, John said he wanted to live in New York, which planted a seed. So you have to play that until you don't get in that fight. Mm-hmm. And John never wants to go to New York.
No, it's going to be like a whole retelling of how the Beatles broke up, and Paul is just going to blame John the entire time.
But then the finale is you just nuke New York.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, got that one saved. And it's all John's fault.
But like,
Yoko's fault.
Actually, John is in New York, but Ringo like puts a shield around just John.
But then Ringo dies. But like, then Ringo sees a drum kit and just lets John be, and then just starts playing the drums. And John dies anyway. He starts
playing Let It Be.
There's no drums on Let It Be.
No.
Yeah, there are, John.
I just remember, I know piano for sure.
Yeah, no. Let It Be is kind of a bad song. Not really, though. It's like a good song, but it's like, if it just comes up, I'm not like, oh, I'm going to jam to Let It Be really quickly.
I'm a super one.
Same with Hey Jude.
Yeah.
The Hey Jude slaps on its own. But with that being said, Let It Be is on a low tier Beatles album. This is Big John. This is my favorite news of the week. Delivered mid-segment. Warlord Hulk movie, John. Coming.
Production starting in 2020. Now I feel like it's too late for them to do this,
bro. I don't care. Bro, he's fine again. Do you see him in the post-credit scene?
I'm just saying they took way too long for them to do this. Especially after what they did with...
I don't care.
Especially after what they did with Hulk in Thor Ragnarok.
But that was good.
No, like, it was good, but, like, they could have just...
But that's Planet Hulk. No, that's Planet Hulk. World War Hulk is different. Planet Hulk is that he's just on a different planet, and he's, like, fighting people, which is what we saw. World War Hulk is he just gets really angry.
You sure ever see that?
I understand the confusion. I think the Planet Hulk storyline was wasted a tiny bit.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm just
not really.
Now that's what I'm nervous about with World War Hulk.
No.
Is that they'll waste it.
But if it's just World War Hulk... I don't care, man. I don't care. I'm super excited. And there, I mean, this is the front, by the way, from the same people who reported Doc Ock was gonna be.
Isn't like an Immortal Hulk like? Isn't like
no
in
Immortal
the comics, no, in the comics right now? Isn't there like some like god or something?
I have not read the new run. I finished the current, the last run that ended like a couple months ago.
And the
I
was one like, above all or something. Like, I've seen some stuff.
That was good. About it. But then they rebooted it, or they had a new writer. They redid the, they restarted the Spider-Man, Hulk, and a couple others. And they're not.
I really love the art for it.
It's good. Oh, actually, I do like the art. At least the first one, the first issue, because it's done by Nick Spencer. No, it's not done by Nick Spencer. Wait. No, Nick Spencer's the writer of The Amazing Spider-Man. It's bad. Oh, yeah. Nah, I'm not even lying to you. It's so good. Oh my god, the last one was so good.
My phone broke.
I can literally get it from my other room and show you how good it is, John.
No, I'm trying to find the new run.
Current run?
Current run, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who did it, but the last run. That was absolutely goated. Man, Alex Jones, what a god. Yes, oh my god. Al Ewing? I don't know, man, but either way, whoever wrote the last one, God Among Men, I'm telling you right now. Ron Garney? What art are you looking for?
The one above all.
Oh my gosh, that looks sick. Now, Hulk is actually one of the most consistent comic characters, which is kind of weird. Yeah, the 2018 run to present. That one. Ooh. Definitely one of the best Hulk runs. Along with the Daredevil one. Elektra's now Daredevil. I don't know how long that's going to be, but dude.
The one above all, Jack.
Oh my god, bro. But, yeah, you should definitely read the Daredevil run. It's going. Or, I guess, when? I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. I still don't really understand how comics work, but kind of run with it. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's very similar to the TV show. Ewing and Bennett. Oof. Hell of a run. Hell of a run. Anywho. Now the new run, I guess, is alright. It's a little weird, though. You're not supposed to zoom in, John.
I know. I can tell from what I've seen with these.
Anyway, I'm very excited for World War Hulk.
This is what it looks like before the zoom in.
Yeah, and great. Then, incredible. Incredible artwork. Whoever drew that's great and should get a pay raise. Oh my gosh. Not good pay raise. Kevin Feige has acknowledged the Venom post-credit scene.
Didn't he say there was a lot of teamwork with the No Way Home team and a lot of teamwork?
Yes. What does that mean, though?
That means he's going to be in No Way Home.
Oh my gosh. Tom Hardy, you little cheeky bastard. You wore the No Way Home hat. Now everyone knows. And you uploaded another Instagram picture you deleted. Kevin, you got to stop this, man. Marvel kept the MCU from reducing Daredevil, Ghost Rider, and Blade content.
Wait, what?
Marvel kept MCU. They said no, for producing Daredevil, Ghost Rider, and Blade content.
Why?
Because of the movies. They didn't want them to make the movies again. And that's why they were
able to do a sneaky deal. Like, you mean like what they did with Fantastic Four and stuff like that?
A little bit, but like...
Well, actually, it was kind of opposite. Since the movies bombed so much, they stopped releasing
comics. They had the legal right. No. Marvel, the Enterprise, kept MCU from producing it. Because, I don't know. I don't think it was anything legal. Maybe a little bit, but they were just like, no, you can't. Can't let you. Because we just had those old movies. And that's why they
handled it. Because they didn't do Amazing?
I don't really know. There wasn't much details. I just thought it was interesting because Kevin Feige did want to do all three of those.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just wondering because since they didn't do Amazing, like how, you know how the Fantastic Four movies didn't do Amazing, they stopped selling comics?
Yeah, they stopped. Yeah, well, so like, yeah, in 2015.
I was wondering if it was something kind of like that.
No. No, they still kept comics going as far as I know.
No, I just mean like opposite with like they didn't want to make more movies with those characters instead.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. But. Anyway, I thought that was interesting. I mean, obviously, we wouldn't have gotten Daredevil TV show, which would have sucked. But I would have loved to see Ghost Rider in the MCU. Because,
He is in the MCU because Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh my canon. Gosh, John, the debate.
I'm that guy now.
You know what is canon, technically? Shut up. It's not canon. You wish it was. Why do people want that to be canon? It's bad. I don't know. It's boring and then it's bad, I should say. First it's boring, and then they're like, let's make this just bad. So, but I guess there's good parts, but it's overall bad. And Logan Paul dated one of the people on that show, so.
The main actress.
Oh, really?
Chloe Bennett.
I thought you were going to say Phil Coulson. Stop touching my foot, John. It's really...
I heard Phil Coulson's coming back in the MCU.
He is?
Yeah.
He did. He was in Captain Marvel, remember that?
But no, he's coming back, like, he's alive still.
He is alive in our hearts, John.
Well, he's
alive
in the S.H.I.E.L.D., he's technically alive.
But... He's alive in the hearts of the Avengers, John.
But for somehow, the Avengers don't know that he's still alive.
Because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. isn't canon.
Exactly.
Exactly. Miss Marvel, baby. You saw that poster? Her hand's, like, not stretchy, it's, like,
blue.
See-through. And, like, a prism. Like, Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon.
What a fucking loser, am I right?
I know. Who's excited for that TV show? Raise your hand.
Oh, no one raised their hand.
Silence. Silence. The crowd. Tobey Maguire raised his hand. I'm kidding! Tobey Maguire's probably sexist.
He is, he told me.
Because he's gambling all the time.
He was in the park and he told me how much he hates women.
Bro, he's always in the park, bro. We pull up and he's on the buddy bench. We're like, are you in No Way Home? He's like, yeah. But speaking of Tobey Maguire, we got a bunch of Spider-Man No Way Home news. We're probably going to be getting a trailer tomorrow, John, so be ready to record a video.
Wait, tomorrow?
Yeah, that's what people are saying. Because Empire Magazine's release schedule... I mean, No Way Home is nothing like any other release schedule we have ever seen.
Bro, it's the shittiest release schedule I've ever seen in my
but
life.
But usually when Empire releases their magazine, they tease it, boom, done. Then they release a still or two, boom, done. Then they release a trailer a couple days before the official magazine comes out with all the information, obviously, because they're talking about the movie. So you need a backing to at least understand because the general audience doesn't know anything. So they release the trailer Monday and release the magazine on Wednesday.
Them not releasing them fucking up the release schedule and not releasing that trailer could actually help them so much.
I know, it kind of did.
Because it let people theorize so much shit about the movie and just like...
But it also like let everybody leak everything ever. But like, more has been leaked.
But like this movie. That would not have happened if they we probably didn't have the trailer. Because people that's were like, Spider-Man. Like they were fucking like, where's the trailer? We need to know as just, much as we can.
I guess it's how is it almost November?
I know. October. Oh shit. You know what November month is.
No more sex.
I know.
Oh. For me and John is what I'm talking about. So, speaking of Spider-Man No Way Home, as I was talking about, poster baby, and it looked pretty cool.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be opposed to that being the main poster. I'm not gonna
lie.
Did
you see Mysterio's little thing in
there? Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So
then Sandman's
the teases, the big teases. Doc Ock's arm is the biggest, so it seems like he may be the main.
Well, because we definitely knew he was. Well, I think it's because he's like the main one who's been introduced so far.
Yeah, like obviously he was the only one in the actual trailer, but there's a rumor that Green Goblin was gonna be the main.
I heard it's actually not Willem.
Oh, it's Dane DeHaan.
No.
Oh!
It's Little Goblin Jr.
Oh my gosh, are you gonna cry? Oh my gosh, I forgot how good that scene was. Anyway, we'll talk about that when we get there. But, yeah, so the posters look cool, and we got teases for what may be Mysterio, Sandman, Doc Ock, Green Goblin, Electro. I think that may be it. Obviously, there's rumors of Lizard. Venom.
Oh, it's definitely. Lizard's definitely in it.
And Rhino. All three have been rumored, but no teases for them.
Well, Lizard looks like he's pretty much in the fucking
Yeah, it looks like he's there. But yeah, the suit has grown on me, for sure.
Which one?
Both. Especially the black and gold one.
Bro, have you seen that still that they released? I'm not gonna lie, the Iron Spider suit there looks so shitty.
Yeah, that has to be unfinished.
Bro, have you seen the Doc Ock?
Yeah.
He looks... I see people making fun of him because he literally looks like he's out of the PS2 game. PS2
game, yeah.
That better be unfinished.
Yeah, it better be.
But why would they release that as a still if it's unfinished?
Why do they keep bringing back the Iron... Dude, that one still with the black and red suit? Heat. One of my favorite teases for Spider-Man
movie. I liked the black and red suit right away. And then you're like, it's shit. I don't like it. I was like,
what?
I kind of like it.
Oh, the new one?
Yeah, the black and red one.
No. I'm talking about the Far From Home Bosco suit. Yeah. That one still where the mask is off.
Oh, yeah.
Fire. But then they released the Iron... Why are they using the Iron Spider suits as well? Come on.
I don't know.
Come on. It's not a great suit.
Maybe he just has it when he's going to court and stuff so that he can, like, just get it on right away.
He's, like, changing. It's like, shit.
Yeah, because, like, yeah, think about it. Like, if he's, like, going to court and, like, a villain comes up, what the fuck is he going to do?
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, all the suits have grown on me. Well, the two we've seen. Have we seen three? No, it's just two. Right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, just two suits. But they both have
grown. I wish the webbing was a little bit more, like...
pronounced?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. Because, I mean...
I still like the suits, don't get me wrong, but I wish the webbing was a little bit more pronounced. Yes. Yeah.
But I hope he returns to the red and blue, or at least sticks with the red and black.
I'd like to see a dark blue.
Yeah, but we kind of got that already. That's my thing. It's like, we got the dark blue
with... Yeah, no, I just would like to see, like, his... I'd like to see his take on, like, all the different suits, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. Because if they're going to do every suit, why not? Just let's see them all. Yeah. So, but along with that, we got some talk. So, Spider-Man...
Talk,
baby. From John Watts. He's talking. Spider-Man Endgame. That's what he's calling this. Whoa. Quote from Fantastic Four director. Thoughts?
Imagine if there's just like 10 Spider-Men in this movie. It's not even just it's three, all of them. It's 10.
It's animated, just like the video game. It's animated, oh my God. But he's still animated.
Imagine that. Oh, that looks so weird.
But like, he's not just scale. It turns out he's like 3 feet tall. But he has the proportions of a regular man. They're like, what are you doing?
He pretty much looks like Wolverine.
Yeah. It's Wolverine, but even shorter. There's some rumors going around about it, John. It may have the biggest budget of any Spider-Man film yet. Which, if you will talk about, Spider-Man 3 to this day is speculated to be one of the biggest budgeted movies of all time, up there with Stranger Tides.
This movie better be 4 hours long.
But we actually have some news on that, John. A rumored time.
No.
2 hours and 30 minutes.
That's not long enough.
No, it isn't. If Eternals is 2:45, we can do it, guys. Don't cut
anything. Endgame was 3 hours.
If Endgame was 3 hours, and this is Spider-Man Endgame, come on, guys. But it is going to be Spider-Man centric, like our Spider-Man. Tom Holland, Spider-Man centric, and it's supposedly described as shocking and emotional.
Spider-Man dies, but which one?
No, don't even. Andrew Garfield. I'd care so much.
I would.
Spider-Man 4, please do it.
I want a Spider-Man 4 and a Spider-Man 3.
You mean Amazing Spider-Man 3?
Yeah, well, yeah.
They should have called it Spectacular Spider-Man. Because it's not amazing.
It spectacular?
No. But Amazing Spider-Man has more sentimental value because it's the main title. It's like, you know, The Amazing Spider-Man.
I would like to see an Amazing Spider-Man 3.
What are they going to do for the second trilogy, John? Is it going to be... Because this one was home-themed. Apartment-themed? Because he has his own apartment now. So it's going to be Spider-Man, apartment-bound.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's in an apartment. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, apartment away.
Oh my gosh. Spider-Man, apartment blown up.
Oh!
What's going to happen in that one? Lizard?
Yeah.
No, yeah.
No, Green Goblin just blows it up.
Oh, yeah. Just that's it.
Chucks a grenade in there and that's
it. This movie was only a minute long. That movie's bad. Then the third trilogy, John, what's that going to be? Spider-Man, I have my own house now. But it's house-themed.
It's house-themed, so that's the first one.
Yeah. The second one is... house bigger. He moved into a bigger house because he got an MIT scholarship.
And then the last one is house blown up off of a cliff.
Again.
Just like Iron Man's.
Oh my gosh. And he's sad and he's like, I remember when Iron Man was my mentor.
And then you know how instead of leaving like an arc reactor there like he did, he just leaves a singular web.
No, he leaves his baby there.
Yeah.
He's like, where did my baby go?
And then he chucks it off of the cliff. He's like, sacrifice!
He kicks it. He's like, this is for you, Green Goblin.
Mm-hmm.
That one time. All right. DC news, baby. All day, every day. Ruby Rose has exposed the CW for inhumane practices on set.
Yeah.
Comparable to Alec Baldwin shooting a man or a woman.
No, apparently she, like, broke her neck and stuff, and they were like, you still have to go to work next day.
Yeah. Like, decimated her, bro. I kind of felt bad. I'm like, no wonder she left. She was like, I don't even know what she said. I didn't read it all. I was like, oh, I get the gist of this. They were mean. But I guess they were very mean. But then they were like, we're not mean. And this came from like a 40 or like a 55-year-old dude who looks like he definitely touched children.
Should we read her this stuff?
No.
Because I'm pretty sure there's something about someone dying.
I think there was. Kind of akin to like Alec Baldwin when he shot that woman on the video game Rust. All right, John. What does Ruby Rose have to say?
Oh, so Batwoman PA reveals why Ruby Rose was actually fired, countering her story. Oh, my gosh. What did they have to say? Where's the
actual... Production assistant? Bro, he's just an assistant. I don't want to hear anything. Wait,
this way. The information comes from a production assistant, Batwoman, that gave a lengthy statement to CBR about...
To CBR?
Wait, just wait till you hear how I talk to CBR on his... This is in the wake of Batwoman actor Cameron Johnson saying the following about Ruby Rose's accusations. Yeah, fam, she was fired. And it was very hard to be fired when you're the lead. Imagine what you have to do for that to happen.
Bro. Yeah, man. Yeah, fam. Wow, extensive statements from the PA.
Yeah. Oh, against the... The actor says, Rose treated anyone who wasn't a major player on set below the line terribly, more or less ignoring their existence or yelling at them, treating them as if they were beneath her. I could see her doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she kind of seems like an a-hole.
Yeah, Rose never thanked anyone, only made demands that left us all exhausted emotionally and physically. She was a director to work for and made a PA consider quitting the industry. Contrary to Rose's claims about her injuries preventing her from working, Baxter claims that that Rose's friends revealed to her that the days where she was 8 hours late to set corresponded with the time she had previously been out partying. She often didn't have her lines memorized.
I kinda, you know, like when they made or Marlon Brando like read off the script in Superman. Yeah. He just like was like, oh, Kal-El.
One specific incident is mentioned where Baxter was holding a door open for Rose in the freezing cold. She bumped into it, spilled her food, and just said, well, I'm waiting for the PA to clean it up. Baxter said, when I read the article, her claiming that the production was at fault, it infuriated me because I have been there. I don't want to stand by and let her badmouth a company that she tried to screw over no matter how bad your day. And you have no right to be cruel. And season one was her reign of cruelty.
Damn. Damn, Ruby.
They just went in on her.
Menace. She knew it was about to happen.
Now let's see what she said. I want to see what she. I want to see what she said now. Oh, even her entire colleagues said entirely made up and it never happened.
Bruh, he really just made this all up?
No way. No way.
It was unmotivated as far as I know. She just like decided one day, like, I'm just gonna re-tear on the CW.
There's no way. Oh, the first one is... She adds a bunch of people and she says, enough is enough. I'm going to tell the whole world what really happened on that set. I will come for you. So what happened to me never happens to another person again. And I can finally take back my life and truth. Shame on you.
Oh my gosh.
Peter Roth, you're up first. You are chapter one. Not sure if you left after getting promoted to the highest position because you couldn't stop making young women steam your pants around your crotch while you were still wearing said pants. Or if you left after putting a private investigator on me who you fired as soon as the report didn't fit your narrative. Either way, when it comes to you, there's already an army waiting for you.
Can you steam my pants around the crotch area?
Cut to 3 weeks later after this video. It was the worst abnormal... worse than abnormal. This was a diagnosis years ago on set, but if I got an x-ray, we wouldn't make our day. I have documented this for years. On top of that, I have enough documentation to make a 1 hour documentary.
Oh my gosh.
Pray tell, is she high? Pray tell, what else would you like me to share?
No, she thinks she's an English major. Pray tell.
The broken neck or the broken rib split in two and the tumor. She talked about all of this though. What is she saying? Do you want me to talk
do
about
that? Do you want me to talk about how they
To everyone who said I was too stiff on Batwoman, imagine going back to work 10 days after this. 10 days, it was like a broken neck or some shit like that. By getting injured on his set. This be the one who cost so many people their jobs instead of spending half a day to rewrite me out for a few weeks to heal. Imagine taking a huge pay cut to play a passion project and being so excited about Comic-Con and then being told that you would not adjust the schedule so I could attend, but then saying, we won't announce it, you have to, and putting my foot down and saying, why must I be the face of this? Only be told if I didn't do this video, I would be silent and people would turn up to find out on the day I wasn't there.
What?
I
folded. She really thought they changed Comic-Con around her? She's one person. That's like 20,000 people.
To announce Batwoman. They just told her to make the fucking video.
Yeah, just make the video, bro, if you're so passionate.
And like, I was like, I'm pretty sure, I think it was announced on like the CW's Instagram and hers. It's not like it was just hers.
Yeah, wait, but she's passionate.
Yeah, she's so passionate. Why?
Okay, she make a video.
Yeah.
You're not even editing it,
man. Then being told, cover your scar. We don't want to see your scar in the video. And you wonder why I posted my surgery video. Why? So in closing, please to my dear, dear fans, stop asking if I would return to that awful show. I wouldn't return for any amount of money, nor if a gun were to my head. Nor did I quit. I did not quit. They ruined Kate Kane, and they destroyed Batwoman, not me. I followed orders, and if I wanted to stay, I was going to have to sign my rights away. Any threats, any bullying tactics, or blackmail will not make me stand down. A crew member got third-degree burns over his whole body and were given no therapy after witnessing his skin fall off his face. But I was the only one who sent him flowers and cards and then were told to have had a sex scene without a minute to process. We lost 2 stunt doubles. I got cut on my face so close to my eye in a stunt I could have been blind. A woman was left quadriplegic, and they tried to blame it on her being on her phone. So much so CW didn't even help her to start with because they needed to investigate. So she had to go do a GoFundMe. She's a PA. They work via phones. Her accident occurred because our show refused to shut down when everyone else did because of COVID.
Whoa, wait, what? Okay, first off, how did someone see their own face?
Oh my god, she's still going.
Yeah, don't read it all. I don't care. And if 2 stunt doubles died, they didn't report. No, that never got out. They somehow, entire crew and cast hid the fact that 2 people died on a set.
And someone was left quadriplegic because they didn't shut down because of COVID. We didn't find out anything.
We didn't know about that. That show wasn't. That show was going during COVID.
I guess. I thought she was already out of it by COVID.
Yeah, same. Though, we may have reported that actually, that she left. I think we did. What?
What was the last thing that was just said?
We reported the fact that she left. Anyway, that was pretty funny. Potential Birds of Prey sequel happening, but Harley Quinn will be replaced by Batgirl as the lead. But I don't know if it's the Batgirl that...
So, do you mean they will actually make a Birds of Prey movie?
Yeah, but like, which Batgirl?
Yeah.
A new one? Like,
we'll figure it out.
Oh my god. Anyway, that's it. DC news over. Now let's talk about some miscellaneous news, including one I don't care about, but Sasha Banks is not returning for Mandalorian Season 3.
Which one's Sasha Banks?
The black Mandalorian that was with, you know, the one.
So someone we don't really care about.
Yeah, she was in, she's like the main one other than Bo-Katan.
Oh, okay.
She was there for the final battle, but... Anakin is in Ahsoka. What? They're like, Hayden Christensen, you can come back. He proved himself on the set of Obi-Wan.
Bro, he's in Ahsoka too?
What if he's just bad still?
He better not be. No, like, his acting wasn't like, well, in Attack of the Clones. Like, and Revenge of the Sith. Also, we can't really tell because, like, fucking Attack of the Clones dialogue was so
if
shit.
If we don't get a Clone Wars flashback live action.
I think he did pretty decent with what he was given in Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah, no, he's pretty good. He's alright. Oh god.
Especially as I hate you.
I hate you. Okay, whatever, man.
No, but like actually think about having to film that when you're like it's all CGI and your legs are still there.
Halloween Ends is gonna address the COVID-19 pandemic.
I'm not surprised. Well, also apparently it's gonna be 4 years later.
Did you know that?
Yeah, it's 4 years. So it's gonna be a 4-year time jump.
Yeah, but like, how?
I don't know.
Is Lori just gonna be like, oh, my daughter died 4 years ago? I'm still super upset.
Michael is just gonna be running around raining terror. That
he's gonna kill the entire town in 4 years.
I have this theory, Jack. It's gonna become like, the U.S. is gonna make a statement about it, right? And they're gonna consider Haddonfield like not a part, like it's gonna be like cut off. It's gonna be its own like
country
right now. Like, you know how they do that sometimes, like in war zones and stuff. They're like, you figure out your own shit.
Yeah.
And we'll come back to you once you're done.
Yeah.
They're going to leave them with all Michael Myers. They're going to trap them in. And it's just going to be Hunger Games, but with Michael Myers.
Dude, well, how bad? How did this get so bad? Whose idea was it to... Like, Halloween 2018 was good.
And apparently this can make a lot of people mad than this next one.
Who said that? The director?
Well, that's what the director said to... Lori, the actress, and then
she said that,
and then she agreed with it, and she's like, yeah, I had some minor tweaks for him, but otherwise, besides that, he's a genius. I'll let him do his thing.
Oh no, John, how can they not get this right ever? They had two good movies and they've made like 15.
That's what all the slashers have done though.
I know, but they were so close. They were so close. Oh my gosh. And the whole thing about this being like it pretty much is...
Think about how many slasher movies came back because of how good that first Halloween movie was.
I know, but like people are like, I thought the idea was like, okay, Halloween Kills isn't going to be good. It's like filler, middle, but Halloween Ends is going to be great because it's like the actual continuation to what we wanted to see.
I hope that's what it's going to be like.
But it's stressing political things, COVID-19, and a Michael... in a slasher movie! Maybe he wears a William Shatner mask from 1960.
Maybe Michael Myers wasn't around killing because of COVID.
He's like, gotta stay safe out there. Yeah. He's doing feature ads for the U.S. government. He's like, even Michael Myers.
What are they going to... Why in a slash movie there are they dressing... What are they going to talk about?
Yeah,
what are they... Especially when it's 4 years later, after 2018.
I know, and it's...
Oh, wait, 2020 then? Because this was takes up place right after.
What?
Bro. I forgot that Halloween Kills takes place right after.
Yeah, it takes place Halloween, in 2018.
So it's still 2018 then.
Yeah. Wait, so... Like, just why?
I still have my theory that Disney predicted the COVID pandemic, or they planned it.
How?
Because that's why they did the time jump in Endgame.
Oh.
To the years later, so that they could stay on track, because they knew they wouldn't be able to release movies.
Yeah, well...
that's my plan. That's my idea.
Because it actually lines up perfectly. Is that how they push Doctor Strange?
Yep.
What? They just realized... Wait, how did that even happen?
Purpose. They did it on purpose, Jack.
How did... Oh, because Endgame takes place in 2018 before the time skip. Bro, how?
They did it. You see what I'm saying? They planned it.
Oh, my...
They did it.
Well, Doctor Strange is 2022, actually.
But still...
They're a year behind. So they're just going to create another mini pandemic.
Yeah. They're
like, make sure this one only lasts a year.
So, uh-huh.
Okay. It's like, it's like old. They like test it on a beach.
Yeah.
They're like, yes, this one works. All right, Indiana Jones 5 has been delayed an entire year.
Did they let Harrison Ford drive a plane again?
Yeah. They're like, we're so sad to hear that he almost died for the fifth time in this 2 month span of trying to film this damn movie.
Why is he still filming action movies?
I don't know. He's not. This is why. He's decrepit. Danny DeVito, Owen Wilson, and Lakeith Stanfield are all going to be in a Haunted Mansion movie.
Wait, who?
Danny DeVito, Owen Wilson, and Lakeith Stanfield.
I'm excited.
I am. The Eddie Murphy one was goated, and this one has Danny DeVito, Owen Wilson, and Lakeith Stanfield. So it's also probably going to be goated.
I want Mike Flanagan's... Oh, we need to watch Mike Flanagan's new project thing.
What's his new project thing?
Well, it came out Midnight Mass.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do a watch party. Sometime soon. Maybe tonight. Matrix... Wait, you work tonight.
I get off at 9, though.
Matrix Resurrections is going to be rated R for adultness, John. They're going to be hitting each other and getting karate in the air.
Oh, I thought you were about to say nudity.
Sex. Probably.
Keanu?
Oh. Oof. Yeah, I'm not excited. Was the Matrix ever good?
Yeah.
Retrospective. Here we go. Matrix is bad.
Oh.
Here we go. Next piece of news. Emily Blunt is joining Nolan's Oppenheimer with Cillian Murphy. Back at it with Quiet Place 2. Mm-hmm. They're just gonna add...
I think he was like, add her. She was pretty good.
You think? Thinking he's gonna add John Krasinski?
But that's the only... that's office? The only reason that Emily Blunt's getting roles now is because John Krasinski.
Exactly. She should be appreciative. She made Mary Poppins and it was bad. Or was it? No, I never saw it. Next piece of news. Kill Bill 3 may be Tarantino's next and final movie. I don't want it.
This shouldn't count.
Well, he doesn't count Volume 2.
Exactly, so why would he count Volume 3?
Exactly. Maybe that's why. Like, he doesn't actually want to stop, but he said this like 5 years ago, and now he can't let up. He's like, damn it. This is 10 movies, but those two are grouped together, and those three are grouped together. And
I wonder how rich he is, because he's only doing 10 movies.
Yeah, he's been doing 10 movies since, like, the 90s.
Yeah.
What did... 94, I think, was Reservoir Dogs. What did
he have to say?
What? Oh, I don't know. It's a mystery. Quentin Tarantino net worth. $120 million. Damn. All right.
Do you think he was still licking feet during COVID?
His own. He like, puts his toes in his mouth.
He was like trying to figure out how to like get it all the way up there.
It's like, I'm not as flexible as I used to be. Then we have the Uncharted trailer.
I didn't watch it.
Don't need
it. I just saw the one scene that was clipped exactly from a video game.
Yep. Yeah, he like falls out of a plane. I heard it's not good.
The movie?
No, I heard the trailer is alright, but doesn't look like the game at all.
Well, it's a movie. Would you want it to look exactly like
the game? Like, The Last of Us looks exactly like the game. And that's cool.
Yeah, but that's The Last of Us. Last of Us is actually... Well, The Uncharted's a cool game, but, like...
Is it?
It's like a parkour game, pretty much.
So, Tom Holland's gonna be doing parkour.
Yeah, don't you remember how he was like,
me.
I had a hard time not being cool on the set of Spider-Man No Way Home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, cool guy, Tom Holland.
Tom Holland's cool. John was like, you have to calm down the cool, Tom Holland. I'm like, you know it. I'll try. Nutty Peter Parker. Stupid little Peter Parker. Now he hates Peter Parker. He despises him because he's not a cool dude.
I'm too cool for Peter Parker.
So, yeah, I was losing when I got cast, but I think I've really grown into myself. Fuck this role. Tobey Maguire's a little bitch. He played that hella good. Now we got the last piece of news for today, John. Ryan Gosling has joined Margot Robbie in a Barbie movie.
In a Barney?
Barbie.
Oh, they said Barney.
And I'm half excited for this movie.
Imagine they make it like an adult rated R Barbie movie. You know why.
I really wouldn't want them to do that, John. That would be so bad. Guys, don't do that for all of what's good in life.
Don't make Ken and Barbie have sex.
Don't make Margot Robbie naked.
Don't do that. Don't make her wear really revealing clothes. They'll probably do that anyways.
Make it like the Lego movie. Like, it's like they're actually Barbies and someone's playing with them, but it's just like a horny 35-year-old dude and he just takes off Barbie's clothes all the time.
Oh, the Lego movie. That was the best movie ever.
Best movie ever? You know what's better?
What?
I don't know. Lego Batman movie? It's pretty good.
I don't know, because that twist where it was someone...
Yeah, that was actually pretty good. And that was Will Ferrell. That's pretty good. Yeah, have to rewatch the Lego movie. I haven't seen Ninjago or the second one.
I haven't seen the second one yet either.
But I remember how hyped... that movie was everywhere in 2013. And that stupid fucking song. Everything is awesome. But we bumping that shit in third grade.
Yeah.
We probably thought we were so cool. Everything is awesome.
No, stop.
Everything is cool when you fall on the team.
You're making me cringe.
Everything is stop awesome. It. Chris Pratt. That was before Guardians of the Galaxy.
And think about how long he was filming that before Guardians of the Galaxy then. Because it's animated. He probably did his lines way before.
Or the opposite. And they've done like right at that time. He's probably Star-Lord by then. Honestly.
I feel like they would animate it after, right? They'd do the lines first and then animate it?
No,
the
think...
voices might be... Well, I mean, it's just Legos. I don't think...
Yeah, you can just, like, move... Out. Wait, do they... Oh, yeah, their mouths move. Yeah. Do they?
I don't...
Yeah, they do.
I don't remember.
I can't remember. I think they do, though, because that would be weird if they didn't. Yeah. Unikitty. Damn. Great movie. Anyway, now we're going to talk about the best Spider-Man movie.
Oh my god, there's so many memories now.
Spider-Man 3, every day, all day, greatest Spider-Man movie of all time. Here we go. Spider-Man 3, the greatest Spider-Man movie of all time. Or is it?
Oh,
Spider-Man true. 3 is a 2007 movie directed by the GOAT himself, Sam Raimi, as I've said every single episode. I'm already out of breath.
It's because of how long it just took you to get into that chair.
Tobey Maguire, Kirsten Dunst, Topher Grace, and James Franco, and of course Jared Leto. It made $894 million on $350 million budget, supposedly. What? Now, low range is like 285, but that's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Why? Where did it go? And how...
To Bully Maguire.
What's interesting to me is, like, how much did it take to make Endgame? It had to be more than that, right? But, like...
Wasn't it, like, $365 million, though?
Like, where did this money go? I don't know if
maybe it was... Maybe VFX cost more back then.
Topher Grace? It all went to Topher Grace. He made $100 million on this movie. It has a astonishing 63% on Rotten Tomatoes and a 6.2 on IMDb.
Okay.
Brutal. Does it deserve it, John?
I don't know. We'll talk about that later.
No. General thoughts.
It does deserve it.
That low?
But I don't know if that's what I'm going to give it.
Okay. I think its problems are a bit more apparent than the last time I watched it.
Yeah.
But it's still like, not perfectly paced, but it's just like, it's not engaging. Like, it's one of those things where I don't get on my phone for it at all. I'm watching the movie the entire time. It's fun. And there's definitely a lot of good ideas here.
Yeah.
But if what is said is true, where Avi Arad was like, you have to put Venom in because it makes money, that's kind of an L.
Yeah, it is.
I wouldn't have liked to see New Goblin as the main villain. Or, sorry. Yeah, I guess. Because, like, it would have been weird if, like, the villains of the Sam Raimi trilogy were Green Goblin, Doc Ock, and Green Goblin.
Yeah.
So, like, it's nice to have Sandman and Green Goblin, but then there's just Venom. But then again, I would have also, I guess, liked to see just Venom, because even though, yeah, he doesn't look, like, comic accurate, I like the ideas, like, what the symbiote does to Peter Parker.
Yeah.
It explores his ego, which is in contrast to the last movie, where it did the opposite. It explored how much he has to take a beating. So, like, that's really a good idea. I mean, I guess what you could have done is, like, you know, he gets the symbiote in this one, and he has it, and then in the next one, Venom appears. Mm-hmm. Hypothetically, they made a fourth, but obviously, the toys were to sell Venom, not to sell Black Suit Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So, you know, fuck you, Avi Arad. He probably is the one who also screwed up Amazing Spider-Man 2, and may have stopped them from putting Uncle Ben into the current movies.
You see, Jack, these movies... This movie's good, yes, but it's so rushed.
It is, which is sad.
It's so rushed.
Green Goblin, rushed.
I remember seeing, like, watching it, and it was 40 minutes were left, right?
Yeah.
You're like, the final fight still didn't happen, and, like, what else didn't even happen?
Well, what always shocks me is when the final fight comes up, like, I remember distinctly when it cuts to the screen where the news report is happening. It's like that. It's like no transition from act 2 to 3. It's just like you're there. Because I remember when I watched this in like 2017, it just like shocked me. Like I was appalled. I'm like, we're already here.
Mm-hmm. I remember at the 40 minutes mark, Bully Maguire was just happening.
Yeah.
Just happening.
Just happening, yeah.
And there was still 40 minutes.
Because I remember the Venom symbiote lands. And I kept on thinking, when does he get the symbiote? Because like we're really like far into this at this point. I guess we can go into our topics now. Let's start with Bully Maguire. Iconic, for sure.
Yeah.
And I will be a constant defender from an objective and legitimate standpoint. But this is a good idea.
It's a good idea. We did not need the dance scene, though.
The dance scene works in the 21st century, I think. As a meme.
Yeah.
In the internet age, I think it works. But, like, yeah, it's not great. But I think I like the idea that it's, like, Peter Parker doesn't know how to be cool. The symbiote can't tell him how to be cool. It just makes him have an ego.
No, I think he's supposed to be cool because you see how the women look at him. It just doesn't work.
But in the commentary, Sam Raimi and Tobey Maguire both say, you're not supposed to know if they're appalled or actually attracted to it.
Mm.
And Sam Raimi makes the comment, no. He's like, he's not a big fan of this movie. But, you know, he doesn't seem to think that the ladies are attracted. But, yeah, that when he, like, slips the money to that one chick, she seemed attracted.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the streetwalkers, not so much. But, yeah, the dance is great, and I think it's a cultural milestone. And, obviously, Bully Maguire just wreaks havoc everywhere he goes.
I forgot how cool the fight over the ring was.
Yeah. Yeah, the CGI can be a little rough, but it's real. What's like, it's cool to see just how far they came for like the swinging scenes.
Mm-hmm. And then when he saves Gwen Stacy,
someone else, some other Spider-Man could never.
They introduced her way too late.
Well, we're gonna get to Gwen in a second.
And they just never mind. We'll get to
her. Yeah. Later. So, but the and also, Billy Maguire has like I love the he has two of the best fights mm-hmm. when he's Billy Maguire. One, the Green Goblin fight.
Yeah.
The jazzy like. The back and forth type thing was so good, and obviously, gonna cry. Oh my gosh, absolutely iconic.
Oh, little Goblin Jr. And it's Jr.
always, and, oh, little Goblin Jr. gonna cry. And it's always, but it's so badass. When he like walks away and he throws the bomb, and he just mm-hmm. right back at his face.
That was so unnecessary, though.
I know it was. Billy Maguire, he's just a menace. Like that's his this entire character. But the Sandman train fight is
it's so
awesome. Sick.
When he,
yes, bro. The suit looks so good in that shot, and like not only that, but like, what did I ever do to you?
When he first gets the suit, I genuinely had goosebumps.
Yeah, no, that literally is my favorite scene of any of these movies. It comes from this movie, which I think is it's the saddest part, but the best part is like, every single villain has like a great scene, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like so sad because you see like, had he just been able to focus on one or two. Oh my gosh, this movie could have been as good as the others.
Oh yeah, that just also reminds me, at the 40-minute mark, we didn't even have Venom yet.
Yeah, and it's like, it's just so sad, you know, because it's like, you see all of it, and you know he's a good director, and it's like, that scene, like when he's like, what did I ever do to you? Or whatever he says, and he's like, and you took everything from me. It's so good, but that's it. Sandman doesn't really get much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Though his final form is pretty cool. But other than that, it's like, it's an L. It's an L.
Yeah, it is an L.
It's an unfortunate L. And this is like the beginning of studio meddling in comic books. And
somehow they did not realize that it was not a good idea.
Yeah, somehow they didn't learn from their mistake and decided to do it again in Amazing Spider-Man 2.
And even more studios decided to
do it again. Oh my gosh, bro. Absolute menaces. Maybe they're just trying to be like Billy Maguire. But now let's talk about Venom, John. Okay. I like Venom in this movie more than I remembered.
Now, Venom's death is really cool.
Don't like the design much. Mm-hmm. It's cool, like the broken webs. I think for an interpretation, but yeah, for the first live action Venom, would have been cool to see the actual one. But I don't know how it would have looked. So that's kind of my like. Yeah. I'd rather have a good looking non comic accurate Venom that keeps the vibes than a bad looking comic accurate. Because then it's just hard to watch the movie, which just is probably
put Tom Hardy's Venom costume in here.
See, that would have been good, but like. I like this. I like the dichotomy, the idea here that's like, he's just the opposite of Peter Parker.
Mm-hmm.
And like, when he, I just love the scene. Well, first off, the scene when he gets the suit, the Venom symbiote.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So good. That's what I'm talking about. Like, that's Venom's really good scene in this movie. And I think the final battle is really solid too. Like, he's legitimately kind of like scary when he's not Topher Grace.
He just starts going to.
Yeah. But, actually, we'll get to that. We'll get to that more. Something I was going to say in a second. But, yeah, he doesn't get much, but, like, his couple scenes as the villain of the movie, mm-hmm. when he gets the symbiote.
Except for that my spider senses are tingling, if you know what I mean. It's a little weird.
Yeah, well, you know, but, like, yeah, when he, you know, he has the right to be angry. Because Billy Maguire did take everything from him. He stole his girl, and then he embarrassed him in front of, like, everybody he knows. And he's just like,
whatever. I still think the funniest thing about this, though, is he's like, Billy Maguire's like, you want forgiveness? Get religion.
Yeah.
Where does he go?
To the church, and that's where he gets it.
That's where he gets Venom.
Then that is legitimately good. What do you know? We're finding a common theme here, John. Overstuffed, but.
But we're just talking about all the good. There's so much bad in this movie.
Is there, though?
Yeah.
I think it's generally.
I think it looks good and is entertaining, but like, okay. Tobey Maguire's acting here is a lot better than a lot of the other ones, but just some of its pacing is not good.
I think it's good. I mean, it's not like, what?
Like, it keeps me entertained.
I think it's too quick, but that's just, I think that's more of a detriment to I think the thing that makes this movie not as good as the others is the fact that it's overstuffed. But everything that it's overstuffed with is good. But that's the problem, is none of it gets time to linger like it does in Spider-Man 2. Which I think is such, like, an easy comparison. It's like you look at Spider-Man 2 and he's not Spider-Man for like 45 minutes. And you look at this and Venom doesn't show up for an hour. So it's like, it's such like a stark contrast, you know? So like, I think that's the overall problem, and it leads to smaller things. But I don't know. I don't find much wrong with like the small details. I think it's just a general problem that happened to this movie that's unfortunate. Yeah. But I want to talk about Sandman, which, well, we kind of did already, but let's talk about the Uncle Ben, like, reveal.
I don't love it. Yeah, I don't either. Well, it's like the stupidest thing. Peter literally talks about how stupid it is. Why the fuck are they taking now to just tell him when they've been investigating? Why weren't they like, we have this guy, we have an idea of who it might be?
Exactly. I just don't like what it does, because, like, it's supposed to be a basic thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, he just died. That's it. Like, because Spider-Man let him go. But now it's like, it doesn't matter that Spider-Man really let him go.
The ending, the payoff with it is kind of cool.
Yeah, like, it's emotional at the end, the forgiving part. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, do you want to sacrifice that for this moment? Or was there a better way to do that?
Yeah, it's just like, how do they not for 2 years tell him that this was not the guy who killed him?
I think in an ideal world... Maybe we'll do a video on this. Like, what our Spider-Man 3 would look like if we wanted to clear it up and keep the general theme. A little seed I'll plant if we ever do that. Is, in an ideal world, if it's just Sandman as the villain, Aunt May dies at the beginning. To Sandman. But it's like an accident. Because, obviously, Aunt May dying is emotional. And she kind of has played her part. Because her scenes are kind of like...
She's not in this much.
She's not in it much. And, I mean, I guess she's in it as much in Spider-Man 2, but... I think her scenes are more poignant in that movie.
Mm-hmm. I feel like she doesn't serve as much of a...
Yeah. She just kind of plays into the Mary Jane plot, which is underdeveloped like everything else, so it doesn't feel as important. But, like, you know, I think there's room to do that, give him some more loss, and have Sandman do it, and then you can have the exact same payoff. But you're not, like, undermining the origin.
Mm-hmm.
So... Yeah, I mean, the idea is there, but I don't love it. Mm-hmm. But I like it, so yeah. And then let's talk about the new Goblin. Maybe the most wasted villain.
I still think some of it's kind of cool, though.
I think, oh no, I still cry at the line where he's like, best friend, and he dies. Always hits. His death is ours, but I just wish we got to see more of him as a villain.
Yeah.
And, like, play more into, like, the drug kind of themes.
I like the scene where he's pretty much, we just see him as, like, a psycho pretty
yeah.
much.
Yeah. I mean, like, when he's there, it's great. And I think resetting him, the coma isn't great, but the moments it creates are really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when they revisit and you kind of see that blissfulness of Spider-Man 1 again,
mm-hmm.
it's cool. You know, because something this movie and series is good at is, like, letting it seem like time passed.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's cool to, like, revisit that. But, yeah, I just think that, like, he's a villain for one scene. And then, or I guess two. And then, you know, and then the butler's like, it's true what he said. Well, why didn't the butler tell him earlier?
Yeah, yeah.
Because he was wreaking havoc on, like, people for a long time. New York. Drinking himself to sleep probably every night. And the butler just, like, let it be until he got half of his face charred.
Yeah.
So it was like that was a weird decision and a weird way to wrap.
Cool guy, though.
Like, I wish that it was, like, just with Spider-Man and him that wrapped it up.
Mm-hmm.
Because unless the butler was like, but then it wouldn't make sense how he revealed it. So, whatever. I don't know. Anyway, biggest worst thing is, why didn't they just make him Hobgoblin?
Yeah.
You know? I like Hobgoblin a lot, and he has a lot of different origins and people who are him. But, like, just like how Sony made, like, the Marvel Spider-Man game, it may be Harry as Venom. Like, that's a good simplification of the story if you're just trying mm-hmm. to tell, like, a simple plot. They should have done that with Hobgoblin.
Yeah.
Because then he gets a cooler suit.
I wonder if we'll ever see a Green Goblin in those video games.
Yeah. That's the third one, right?
I'm hoping so.
That seems like the obvious way to go. Okay, Gwen. It's so weird.
Yeah, she should not. The actress, I don't think, does a great job, but, like...
No, I don't think so either. And she's, like,
from Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Jurassic World, I mean.
She's the daughter of Ron Howard. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what he
does. I just don't think Gwen works in this movie. I don't think they introduced her in a good way.
No. Like, okay. What was the plan here? Because There's no way they would have worked as a relationship after what happens in this movie.
Mm-hmm. And it's clearly like she's not meant to be a love interest. But yeah, he's just using her.
Exactly. And then, but like, the idea was that if Kirsten Dunst didn't return, you have Gwen to go back to. But why would she ever, like, story-wise, go back to him?
Yeah.
It makes no sense, and Gwen is easily my least favorite part of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Seems so unnecessary. Pretty much everything you could have done with Gwen, you could have just done with Mary Jane or left out of the movie and uh-huh. cleared it up.
And it's just, like, with such a big character to Spider-Man, to yeah. introduce her like this, yeah. like and you, to do that.
It's... Why didn't you do, like, Topher Grace dated Betty Brant? Because she's in these movies, doesn't have a big role, isn't huge in the comics.
Mm-hmm.
Do her, she's here, and you're like, it's so much more simplified.
Yeah.
Story-wise makes sense because they're both at the Daily Bugle, and there's always been like a tension between them. It's like...
Oh, and honestly, if they really wanted to, they could have easily just done like a little flip between Gwen and MJ's roles here and had like,
yeah.
MJ die in this one and Gwen introduced in like the fourth one. They yeah. could easily done something like that.
Yeah, just like flip yeah. it. Uh-huh, but... Mm. Yeah, that was always a poor yeah. spot for this. I guess we talked about the pacing already. It's definitely a little quick, but you know. And then MJ.
She's such a bitch.
But she's always is it.
yeah.
Well, like okay, this is the one where I'm like, why didn't she just tell Peter to like cry mm-hmm. and say like, Harry's making me do this. He's not listening, bro. Well, maybe he has super... But they never set up he has, like, any hearing, like, yeah. enhanced hearing. We know he has some powers, but, like, I don't know. It just...
But, like, even if she tells him, Harry's making me do this, what the fuck is Harry gonna do?
Yeah.
Harry wants to kill him anyways.
Well, I think Harry would just kill MJ.
Well, yeah.
Actually, you know, at the end of the day, that's it. Other than that, I think everything that's done with Mary Jane is good, because, like, I mean, he does slap her. Like,
well, yeah, later on, but I'm talking about, like, in the first scene where she just seems so upset that he's Spider-Man.
Yeah, but it's obvious that that's all he talks about. Because, like, then after she tells him, after we see her tell him, which is probably not the first time she's done this, stop talking about Spider-Man when, like, we're talking about me, which is a bit ego, but, yeah, what do you want to hear about your partner's life every time you try to just tell a problem?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't be, like, vulnerable when all he's like, no, but, like, Spider-Man, you know, that happens to me all the time. It's all good. And then at, like, proposal, he does it again, and it's like, it's understandable why she'd be upset. And I think it's set up well. Like, you know, she gets fired and she leaves the building and what would you know it, everyone's applauding Spider-Man, mm-hmm. but she takes an L and then Peter's not there for her. But I always thought that the end was good. Like, just like the end of the movie, like how they resolve it.
Yeah, with Sandman. Yeah.
With the hug.
Yeah.
Or the dance or whatever you want to call it. It's like, are they together? We don't know, but you know, they're kind of meant for each other. Mm-hmm. Like, there's not, like, the buffer of Gwen in these movies. Well, there is, but, in the way that in the comics is, like, maybe Gwen and Peter would have been married if she didn't die.
But I think I honestly kind of like how that is. It's, like, the Spider-Man Blue where he always visits Gwen.
Yeah.
Great. Like, that stuff is good.
That's good.
Really good.
But it's too much, I think, unless you did, like, three trilogies.
Yeah.
Or a TV series.
Bro, they easily could have made three trilogies with this Tom Holland we have now and done, like, the actual comics, but...
Yeah, I guess. But, I mean, there's so much more... Oh, God, we keep on getting on this topic. I think there's
just
more...
We'll talk about this in a video later.
I just think there's more dynamics to, like, Spider-Man being in the MCU and, like, how the MCU has gone to, like, just introducing Spider-Man. But, trivia time. We'll end this off with some trivia. So, for a little, I don't know how long or how true this is, maybe just an idea that floated around an office, that they were going to split this into part one and part two, which I was going to say when I talked about him maybe just getting the symbiote in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, I'd have been much better.
Yeah, I probably would have.
Resolve the Sandman plot here maybe.
Yeah.
Just do Sandman and then have the symbiote. But then at that point, you're just doing Spider-Man 1 and 4, or 3 mm-hmm. and 4. But I would like to see that.
Yeah.
What I'm kind of saying is that I'd love to see Spider-Man 4. All right, I saved... So, there were a couple scenes that actually weren't ever... They were shot, but they were never released. And it's kind of interesting. So, there was a montage of Peter in the black suit taking down criminals and, like, leaving them strung up. There were, like... Oh, that would have been so cool to see more action with the black suit.
Yeah.
There were also supposedly, like, a ton of character-building moments that just, like, couldn't get in for pacing reasons. We don't have any, like, real specifics, but... once again... That's sad. A confrontation scene between Captain Stacy and Eddie Brock where Gwen dumps him at her father's house. So
I would love to see that.
But yeah, because we never really see that.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, they're broken up now. And Peter freaking out after he looks in a mirror and sees a nightmarish version of Venom symbiote screaming at him.
That would have been cool.
Oh my gosh. So we can get a Spider-Man 3.1 if they really wanted to.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, John, release it for Spider-Man No Way Home. Because Tobey Maguire is going to be in Spider-Man No Way Home. So Bryce Dallas Howard, who played Gwen, did all of her own stunts. But she was pregnant. But she didn't know it.
Did she still have the baby?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
It didn't go bad, but oh my gosh.
Damn.
I literally would have been like, what do you even do? Like,
what do you mean I'm pregnant? What? How long is this baby?
I may have just like fallen off of a building for a movie onto my stomach. And now this was an interesting idea. So originally the butler was going to be like an envision or an illusion of Harry's good side. And that'd like cool. Norman would have represented the bad.
That'd have been kind of cool, actually.
Which is yeah, but
then that scene
they ran into the problem that like how would Harry have known? But I think that would have been cool. Is like he subconsciously always knew.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. It could have been something where it's like he always knew.
Yeah, but he just like was never willing to accept it because he wanted like that enemy.
Not even just that. Like he just didn't want to believe his father was that bad of a guy.
Yeah. So anyway, but they didn't have the time, and they thought that was a plot hole. They didn't really. They thought like how would. So, but that would have been really cool to see.
Turns out the Green Goblin in the first one is actually Harry and he never died.
Oh, but the biggest problem actually is that the butler was in the second one and Peter Parker interacts with him.
Yeah.
So, and then...
That could have just been Harry.
Oh my gosh, it's two Harrys? Peter Parker isn't real, it's just Harry Osborn as dreaming all Spider-Man 1 through 3. All right, then we have the original plan. So supposedly, this was the original plot. Immediately after Spider-Man 2 released... Oh, actually, hang on. According to Sam Raimi, the film initially dealt with the concept of heroes with a dark side and villains with a sympathetic side, as well as dealing with the triangle between Peter, Mary Jane, and Harry. The Sandman was made the film's official villain. The screenwriters made his character merely a petty criminal in the comics, the real killer of Ben Parker, to further Peter's guilt over his uncle's death. Raimi wanted another villain in the film and eventually settled on the popular villain Venom to please fans. Which now we know is Avi Arad, like, push. There was the addition of a rival love interest, and then you can kind of see how this all builds into what happened. And then here it says Alvin Sargent considered cutting the film in two, but couldn't create, like, a good intermediate climax.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
So, yeah. It seems just like had a basic idea, you see that, and then through studio pushing and... producers, things got added, and
well, are you ready to rank it? Rate it?
Yeah, you know,
John. I'm gonna give my enjoyment for this one an A.
A plus.
Okay. The number.
Oh. No, letter or not letter? No, stars.
Well, yeah. Well, I meant like yeah. I knew it was stars, but I just meant like I'm stuck between a 3.5 and a 4.
4.5. I'm sorry, man, but I just...
I'm going to have to...
Are you going to have to defy logic?
I'm going to have to go for a 3.5.
Oh, my gosh, John. It's not.
I'm sorry. It's a
great movie.
Like, no, like, nostalgia was... Like, for this one especially, was fucking...
Best score, by the way,
was
of any of them.
This nostalgia for this one was through the roof for me, especially, because, like...
Scooching a little bit.
Oh, okay. It was through the roof for me in this one, with, like, just, like... The whole Venom stuff, like, this one especially, I had the most nostalgia for, but, like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Jack.
No. Yeah, the score is the best in this one, though.
Yeah.
The jazz elements, and obviously...
Willem Dafoe.
When he becomes a black suit. Perfect. Anyway, tell us your thoughts on Spider-Man 3 down below. Do you think it was wasted potential, or was it a great movie on its own? Check us out on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter, all at We're Bored Podcast. You can check out the podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts at We're Bored Podcast. Like, subscribe, stick around for more content every single week. Thank you for watching, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Post-credit scene. What have we been watching, John? Sit down for the podcast, John.
I watched a little bit of You. season three.
Oh, gosh.
I'm like episode like 7 out of 11 or 10.
Hmm. You know what I've been watching, John?
What?
I finished The Defenders.
Okay.
Underrated.
Okay. Not Daredevil season 3?
No. I'm watching the other ones so I can get to the good ones last. So I'm going to watch...
No.
I'm going to watch Jessica Jones season 2, 3, Luke Cage season 2, then Punisher season 1 and 2, and then end it off with what probably is the best of all of these.
Iron Fist season 2. Three.
I'm not going to watch Iron Fist season 2.
You got it.
It's going to claw away me. Like
maybe that should maybe season. That should be the epilogue.
But I... Oh my gosh. No, but I'm 7 episodes into Jessica Jones. This is the fastest I've ever watched one of these. I watched it during work.
Oh.
It's like, hang on, I'll take your order in a second. I'm watching Jessica Jones season 2. It's not good. I'm not a fan. Sadly. The episode I'm on right now, episode 7, it's a flashback episode. It's best episode so far. Everything else, not good. Trish, annoying.
I told you.
I knew it was coming. And
so you see season 3 though.
Like, just what's going on? Like,
I really don't. It's even worse in season 3.
Like, I don't get what's going on right now in the show.
I forgot who's the villain of that season.
Well, right now there really isn't one. I guess it's like the guy experimenting on
people. PTSD.
Yeah, the guy was experimenting on people, and her mom probably, like, killed her like love interest, but I don't know yet. Let's go to my letterbox. Yeah, I haven't been able to watch as much recently. I'm a busy man of recent times, but. Let's see. Let's go to my diary. Oh, you know what I've been watching? So I watched... I'll just tell you what I watched in October so far, because we haven't talked about this in a while. I watched Chimes at Midnight. That is the last movie that Orson Welles did, who was Citizen Kane's guy.
I watched Halloween Kills.
It was not good.
Which one? That one or Halloween Kills?
Both. I've been having a bad time watching movies. That's all I'll say. I watched High School Musical. Half star. Bad
movie. You didn't even watch it.
Get Out, I watched... Better than I remember. But we also watched it with Ryan.
Who... Bro, that was so funny.
I started watching the Conjuring movies a while ago. Oh, I haven't talked about this in a long time. I didn't talk about like half September. Anyway.
I know we haven't done this in a while.
So I watched The Conjuring 2.
Okay.
And it was alright.
Oh, I watched Little Women.
Oh.
The one with the good old Timothy.
And their paintings, like every shot's a painting or something. No, that's a portrait of Lady on Fire. That's the one with Florence Pugh. No, yours is the one with Florence
Pugh. Florence Pugh, Timothy Chalamet.
I also watched No Time to Die all by myself, pretty much. I was spiritually by myself for that movie because John fell asleep. But it was really good. I also watched The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It, and it was bad.
It was really good. I love how it was peak filmmaking when she has the little thing in her necklace. Set up
and payoff, guys. I watched Spider-Man 2 for myself. And it was really good. So then I watched it for the podcast. It was, again, really good.
You watched it 2 times?
No. Then I watched Annabelle 2014, and it was one of the worst movies I have ever seen.
The best movie you've ever
seen. That was so bad. I then watched Annabelle Creation.
Oh, I watched A Nightmare Before Christmas.
It was better, John.
Annabelle Creation?
Yeah. Actually, it's probably the second best of that entire franchise, which is a really bad franchise for some reason.
Yeah, but watched... Nightmare Before Christmas.
Are you the same thoughts as the video we made about a year ago?
Still top tier.
Okay. Halloween Kills.
By amazing.
Myself. I then watched...
By yourself? We watched that together.
Annabelle Comes Home. And it was bad.
I watched that one even.
So bad. I watched The Nun. The main character was hot. And that's it. Movie was bad. Spider-Man 3. And then I watched The Curse of La Llorona.
How was that one?
Bad. Wouldn't you know it, they're all bad. I also watched, in some time, I watched Dracula. The one with, directed by Francis Ford Coppola.
How was it?
Bad. Why? I'm having a rough time, I'm telling you. I watched Argo with Ben Affleck.
Mm-hmm. Bad?
Mid,
okay.
Teetering on bad.
That's better, though.
I watched A Trip to the Moon. Now, if you don't know what this is, it's a 14-minute film. It was one of the first movies. In color. They hand-painted each frame with color. I'm not kidding.
What a bunch of losers. Does it look really weird?
It looks weird, but it is actually... I really enjoyed it. And I would recommend it to everyone. It's like, you know, it's on YouTube. It's literally like 14 minutes long. And it's just about a trip to the moon. It's silent. It's just music. And no. But it's like...
It's like an immersive
experience. No, it's so weird, though, because it's like... You wouldn't think it'd be good. But like... When they go to the moon, it's like this whole like fantasy land, and like it's weird. I won't spoil it for you, but Good, best thing I've watched of late that it wasn't Spider-Man.
Did you finish all the Scooby-Doo stuff?
No. I haven't got around to finishing that yet. Unfortunately, I ended on What's New Scooby-Doo, and I was having a great time, but I haven't been able to fit it in. War Dogs.
Oh, how was that?
Mid to bad.
Actually, I know. Isn't that the one with Jonah Hill?
Yeah.
Don't a lot of people like that movie?
No.
So it's just average, but that's Letterboxd, too.
No, Letterboxd is usually nice. I watched the Mission Impossible franchise. Mission Impossible Fallout, best action movie of the 2010s.
What about No Time to Die?
Better. No, Fallout's better. I meant.
Oh, he just said No Time to Die is better.
No. Didn't. You know what I meant, John. Shut up. Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. Good. Great.
Good, great.
Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol. Good, great. These are the last bunch of movies I watched that were good, great. Other than the Spider-Man movies and Iron Man, which I watched for a podcast that we never did. But that's unrelated because that...
Whatever. We'll get around to that.
Yeah. Mission Impossible, Impossible 3.
What?
Mission Impossible 2. Okay. And Mission Impossible, Impossible 1. Those three are bad.
Yeah.
Especially the second one. That one's really bad. But Mission Impossible, the second trilogy, best action movies of recent time.
Which one are they on now?
7.
Are they going to end it, do you think?
No. More. There's more coming.
But didn't you see what happened to Tom Cruise?
He's doing all right. I then watched The Searchers. That's an old Western. It's racist.
Oh, that's fun.
But not Clint Eastwood. I then watched Rocket Man.
Oh, that's why you mentioned the Elton John thing earlier.
Yeah. Well, I watched that September 12th.
How was it?
It's better than I thought it would be.
Okay.
And I watched Primer. Do you know what this movie is, John? It's this guy, and he's a physicist. He's never made another movie, so it's like bonkers physics stuff. But it's one of the most, like...
This sounds like something my physics teacher would do.
It literally is, like, mind-breaking. Like, it's really hard to understand. It took me longer to understand than to watch the movie.
So you think I should watch it?
I think you should. I think it's worth a watch to everyone. It's about time travel, but it's like...
Primer?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Send me it.
Okay, but great movie. Great movie.
That's what I remembered.
Bad Times at the El Royale.
How was it?
That was good. Really enjoyed it. It was like neon Pulp Fiction.
Is that the one with
Chris Hemsworth and Obadiah Stane? And mm-hmm. Yeah, really good. And the girl from who gets raped in...
Oh.
50 Shades of Grey. Steve Jobs, the one with...
Whatever his name, Ashton
Michael,
Kutcher?
No, Michael Fassbender.
There was one with Michael Fassbender?
2015. And that one, it takes place right before a show where he unveils something. And it's like through flashbacks. And But then we like move forward and it's like, oh... So that was pretty good, actually.
What about Google with Owen Wilson and whatever that one dude who's in every comedy movie's name is?
Yeah, that one's just called Jobs.
No. I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about what about the movie Google?
Oh, the movie Google?
With Owen Wilson and that one dude who's in every comedy movie?
I don't know. Never seen it, so I...
You never seen it?
Watched 40-Year-Old Virgin. I think that...
How's 40-Year-Old Virgin?
That was September 1st. That was the day of the concert.
Oh.
I watched that in the morning. That's pretty good. And that's the movies. But people say it's sexist or something.
No.
That's the post-credit scene, guys. We hope you enjoyed.
That was a long post-credit scene.
Check back for the next post-credit scene tomorrow.